Thursday's vote to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council says a great deal about how much of the world views the Ukraine war. The U.S., Europe, and its democratic partners voted to suspend Russia, and some countries with a history of human rights abuses sided with Russia. But there were many countries in the middle, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Russia lined up its defenders to speak on its behalf in the General Assembly. One observer, Richard Gowan of the International Crisis Group, says it was absurd to hear North Korean and Syrian diplomats lecture the world about human rights.
I don't think Russia helped its case by asking countries like Syria to defend it at the UN. I think that it actually emphasized how isolated it is with the broader UN membership over Ukraine.
But Russia did get some more support in the vote count than it did on earlier resolutions related to Ukraine. Gowan says some countries didn't want to set a precedent for others to get kicked off the Human Rights Council. China is in that camp. While 93 countries voted to suspend Russia, 58 abstained, and some just didn't show up for the vote.
There is frustration amongst many African and Asian members of the UN that the West keeps on pushing them to criticize Russia over the war, but is not addressing their own concerns about food price spikes and economic shocks resulting from this conflict.
Russia also sent a letter warning countries not to go along with the U.S. and its partners, and that too played a role, says Anjali Dayal, an assistant professor of international politics at Fordham University.
That does resonate with some smaller countries that may find that their exposure to Russia in terms of security ties, in terms of former Soviet equipment that they have, or military equipment that they have, for example. For some other countries, it's fuel.
Then there are countries like Kenya. Its ambassador, Martin Kimani, has been outspoken in the Security Council, calling for a prompt UN investigation into reported Russian atrocities in Ukraine.
No one can doubt that they are flagrant violations of international law, international humanitarian law, and the UN Charter underway in Ukraine.
But he abstained in the General Assembly vote, saying it was premature to suspend Russia from the Human Rights Council and that it could weaponize the UN body. Many countries rely on the UN for humanitarian aid and peacekeeping operations, and Dayal says they're worried about the growing fractures
between Russia and the U.S. and its Atlantic allies, between Russia and Ukrainian allies. Then I think we will probably see the emergence of a bloc of countries again that essentially says we want the daily work of the UN to continue. We need the daily work of the UN to continue.
And they fear Russia could block a lot of that work using its veto power in the Security Council. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.